Welcome to In Season, where we explore connections between people, land, plants, and wildlife here in the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm Teresa Retzloff, and joining me in the studio today is Jessie Jones. Many of you know her. She's been a longtime member of our community, but she's taken on a new role in our community for one a nonprofit that's been around for a long time and one that's near and dear to my heart, North Coast Food Web. So, Jessie, welcome so much to In Season.
Thank you for having me, Teresa.
I'm really thrilled to talk to you about this because, I've been a farmer in our community for many, many years, and I was a part of North Coast Food Web in its very beginning, and I've seen it go through a lot of, you know, changes and ups and downs, and you are relatively new still as executive director. When did you start?
January 10th,
2025. So, hey, welcome to your new job. And you're taking on this organization, and I want you to talk a little bit about the organization, what it does, kind of its mission, but also you're taking it on at a time of challenge and transition, not just for this organization in particular, but for a lot of nonprofits like in the broader community and nation. So thank you for doing that. That's a lot to bite off.
Yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you. And so, yes, I started on January 10th. And at that time, I learned that we had lost our lease in our current location, which actually was ending in September 2025 anyway. So it forced us to move that date up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that, the move. But I guess I'll back up to say our mission is to cultivate a resilient and equitable food system by supporting producers and improving access to local food. And we are known as a food web. There are also food hubs. We kind of operate also as a food hub. And a food web and a food hub are both organizations that work within a local food system, supporting small local farmers and producers, ranchers. We use the term producers sort of an umbrella term that covers farmers, ranchers, apiarists, all kinds of foragers, but producers is sort of that overall arching word.
It's a good general term. It's a good general term. And it's sort of anybody that's like kind of producing something that people consume or use as an agricultural product or as a seafood product. I mean, fishermen are also part of that food system. I mean, food system is a weird and kind of a clunky term I've always found, but it's basically describing, you know, the seed goes in the soil, you know, the chicken is born, whatever that thing happens. And then how do things end up on your plate and everything that happens to get from that seed being planted to you know, making a stir fry for dinner tonight.
Right. Right. And in what it is, the food, like the North Coast Food Web it's sort of educational just in that way, existing to help local producers. And within 100 miles is sort of where we are aiming for the last, since 2011 was when the food web started.
I think so. Yeah. I know. I was actually thinking about that. And I think it's 2011 or 12. It was right around there when it started. Yeah. And, you know, and again, in answer to like recognition that our coastal communities tend to have a lot of food insecurity, a lot of hunger. There was not a lot of local food being produced here. And just recognizing that there were some sort of systemic barriers for all of those, the reasons why all those things were happening, and that sometimes you need some kind of nonprofit to step in, some sort of organization to step in and help with that. So certainly that's what I've seen, you know, North Coast Food Web attempt to do over the years and really work on. And and there's been some really good things that have come out of it. You know, we were talking before we started recording about just the success of the market that you guys have. And for people who don't know about it, North Coast Food Web hosts, it's an online farmers market. It's a thing where you place an order online, and you can order from, gosh, I mean, you're going to tell me like how many producers list their food and products on this site. And then, you know, we have all the farmers come and deliver. There's volunteers that like pack your individual box with all the things you ordered from, you know, 10, 12 different vendors. And then you go pick it up on a certain day, and it makes it very streamlined.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that, the impact of that, because it's grown a lot over the years.
It has. And by the way, today is Tuesday. So today is the day that you can get your market order in.
You got to get it in by midnight tonight.
Tomorrow and then Thursday morning, the food web is a buzzing place of producers dropping off their goods. So that happens today and tomorrow. And then, Wednesday and Thursday morning, and then Thursday at 3 o'clock, the customers come in and start to pick up all of the items that they ordered online. This Thursday, we will have Julie from Laughing Rabbit Farms as a pop-up. So sometimes on Thursdays, we will have a farmer pop-up and sell their goods. And so Julie will be there with plant starts and things like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This Thursday.
And it's such a great opportunity that you allow farmers to do that, because it's also a way to meet people in person and maybe meet a different group of customers that maybe don't come see you at a farmer's market, or maybe you don't do a farmer's market. So this can be a way to meet in person. So, and great for customers to connect with their farmers too. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is. So to answer your question, it depends on the season, but it's like 51 to 70 vendors that we are working with.
That is huge.
Yes, it is, for such a small rural community.
Yeah.
And that includes everyone from, as we mentioned, including value-added products.
Yeah. So baked goods, locally roasted coffee.
Right.
Sauces or jam. I mean, there's other things. It's not, you know, 70 farmers per se,
right?
Or ranchers,
right?
But it is a spectrum of locally produced edible things,
right?
And flowers and plants as well,
and fish, frozen fish, pork, different meats.
So. Yeah, it is a really it's the diversity of the offerings, I think, is really impressive. And it's heartwarming to me to see how much that's grown over the years. You know, thinking about when, my husband Packy and I first moved to the North Coast in 2003, and there was a little bit of local food being produced, but really not that much. And now to see such an array and so much diversity, it's really encouraging.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the food web, because it kind of magnifies all that is around us and shows the local community and people coming into our community what is here.
Yeah. I don't think people realize sometimes the diversity of what is available.
Right.
Here locally. And, you know, and something I want to speak to about it that a lot of people may not realize, like as a producer, one of the things that's so valuable about this market that North Coast Food Web hosts is that they make it very easy for food producers, especially beginning food producers, to connect with customers. They take a very small percentage of your sales and provide a tremendous amount of marketing and packaging and delivery for that very small percentage of sales, in recognition that it's really hard for small producers to make it economically. And for a lot of them, selling wholesale is just, you know, the economics of it just don't make sense. So for FoodWeb to kind of, I mean, I liken FoodWeb to, you know, if I was a large commodity farm, you know, growing soybeans or corn or something like that, you know, I might get subsidies from the USDA. The Department of Agriculture provides all kinds of subsidies for those huge corporate farms that are producing these massive commodities that are used, you know, on large scale. But farms like mine, small diversified crop farms, aren't eligible for those subsidies. And what North Coast Food Web does is kind of, I mean, I feel like you sort of step in and provide, you're taking the economic hit as a nonprofit.
True.
You know, because you're not making a profit. On this, you're kind of absorbing, allowing us to keep our prices affordable, but still make, you know, take home most of what we're selling the product for. And that is such a gift.
It is.
It is. And it is really strengthening for, it allows producers to find their feet. And allows them to get going. I mean, like you were talking about, like you have some very new producers who, like, this may be their first experience growing and selling something. And you literally sometimes hold their hands and walk them through how to do it.
Right.
I so wish this is, I mean, that's partly why I wanted this organization to start. It's like when we started, I had no idea how to do some of that stuff. And figuring it out on your own is terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Is that, I mean, are you encouraged to see? I mean, because you've also had some real success stories of people kind of coming through FoodWeb and then being able to see them go on and become successful businesses.
Right. Yeah. So we have our market program, mm-hmm. and we also have a kitchen program, mm-hmm. And we also have a food access program. But with our market and kitchen, and which is kind of the food access is a little bit underneath that market mm-hmm. program, and so we can talk about that in a minute. But yes, the kitchen and the market kind of work together, but they're also separate. And there are young, just starting out businesses who maybe they didn't even, they had a dream, a desire. Maybe their friends or family told them, you make great sauce. You make great pasta. Maybe you should open up a restaurant. And so there are success stories, like you said. Civil Eats is a restaurant that's opening up here soon. They started out with us.
In Astoria.
Yeah. Just down the street from here. And they started working with Andy Catalano in our kitchen to create things in our community commercial kitchen.
So it's a certified legal kitchen. So like if you want to sell food to the public, mm-hmm. you have to make it in a certified legal kitchen.
Yes. Right.
You can't just do this at home.
Right. Right. So they used our kitchen, had a booth at the Astoria Sunday Market, and are now opening up a brick and mortar. And they went through that, and it's exciting to see that. And there are a number of stories like that as well. People coming in, using our kitchen to create hot sauces, eventually selling things in the Astoria Co-op or in our market or in other places around town.
I mean, and sometimes you just need that opportunity. You just need access to the resources to get your thing off the ground, to get mm-hmm. it started, to find your market, to find your customers, to be in a supportive environment. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been so impressive also about the kitchen program. I mean, there's a little bit of heartbreak about the kitchen program right now, because yes. in this transition, so you're moving to a new location, which we can talk about, but there is not space for a kitchen there. So your commercial kitchen, that's a hard thing to walk away from.
Yes, it is. Our commercial kitchen will be closing on May 17th. It's the last day after being open for a little more than 2 years. We invested a lot into our kitchen, and we can't take it with us. So in the meantime, we are developing and building, and it's already really started, what we're calling a coastal kitchen network. So in this interim time, when we will not have a kitchen, we are exploring other kitchens in the area, in Clatsop County and beyond. Our region encompasses Clatsop County and Pacific County and Tillamook County and a little bit of Clatskanie County, maybe our Columbia County, and then Wakayakum, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. We have producers from all of those areas. Mm-hmm. So our idea was, we still have producers in our kitchen. What will happen to them? Where will they go? And so we've already worked to help place some of those producers in kitchens in Clatsop County.
Because there are certified kitchens in different locations.
There are, you know, yes.
A lot of times
underutilized, unused.
Mm-hmm. It might be just used a couple of days a week. Mm-hmm. So a producer could go into that kitchen and use it. And so I'm honestly really excited about this. I think this is so great. I mean, even I still hope that at some point you're able to build out and have another commercial kitchen dedicated for North Coast Food Web's mission. But I love the idea of a network of these kitchens mm. along the North Coast that are identified, where you're helping, you know, both the people who own the kitchen to maybe use it more for community resources, but mm-hmm. for producers that are, maybe that kitchen is way more convenient for yeah. them than driving to Astoria to use the North Coast Food Web one. So how cool is it to be able to facilitate those
yes.
connections?
And it's a process of discovery. We will be meeting new kitchens, new people in the restaurants and other places around town or around the region. Mm-hmm. And also they'll be learning about us and what we do.
Yeah. So, hey, if you are part of an organization that has a certified commercial kitchen and you want to get in on this network and be part of it, I think reach out to North Coast Food Web, reach out to Andy Catalano, who's their kitchen manager, and try and get connected to this, because I think that's a really cool thing that you're doing.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I've always been fascinated to think about, where are all these kitchens and how are they being used?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the opportunities are huge for this. If you are just joining us today on In Season here on KMUN, I just want to reintroduce my guest because we're talking about things that are so close to my heart. I know I'm going to like lose sight of things. So I'm talking with Jessie Jones. She's the executive director of North Coast Food Web, a local community food system organization. It's based here in Astoria, but connecting larger Clatsop County, especially through kitchens now, commercial kitchen spaces, to local food where it's grown, who's growing it, how do you access it? But then also, if you're interested in producing, maybe making some commercial food product to sell, how do you find a kitchen that you can legally do that in?
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. So let's talk about your new location, because I'm really excited about it. And it was funny, as Jessie walked into the station here at KMUN, we're located kind of just up on Exchange and 14th, and we're looking down literally on your new home.
Yes. I'm excited to be neighbors with KMUN.
Yeah.
So yes, we're on the Fort George block in an old building. It's not quite standalone, but it's like we have three sides
uh-huh.
of a brick building known as the Alignment Shop. So back in the day, it was where cars would pull in and have some work done underneath. So the space does include a pit. It's known as a pit. but it's a lovely space, and we mm-hmm. will be having our online market. It'll be our headquarters, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing everything that we do where we currently are in mm-hmm. that location, continuing with our online marketplace. And it's got three roll-up doors, a small parking lot, so access will be so much easier for both the producers and the customers.
That's going to be very exciting, just to not have to battle traffic to drop off. I think will be really an advantage. For people who are maybe still a little unclear of where this is, just some reference point would be it's where the Fernhill Glass Studio used to be when Fort George first opened on that block, when they first took over the Lovell building, where the sort of brewery and tap room is now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also there's that little courtyard parking spot, and then the beautiful Fort George garden that is tended by dear friend and friend of In Season and frequent collaborator Jessica Schleif.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lovely thing to be able to look out on across that little courtyard parking area to the beautiful garden.
Yes.
So this will be your offices. It'll be where the market is, the pickup is,
mm-hmm.
and a great place to connect to. So you were saying earlier you've started moving.
We did start moving.
It's a lot to move.
April 16th was our first move. We moved mm-hmm. some brand new merchandising units. So some fridge and freezer units and merchandising. We will eventually, we plan to have a retail in addition to our online store. We will be keeping our online, but we plan to start small and do some retail in that location, which means that people can just walk in and buy some fish from Trey Finn, buy some, berries from whoever.
Yeah, that is so exciting. Because I think for a lot of people, sometimes like the limitations of, you have to order by this day and you have to only pick up on this one day, that can be hard. So mm-hmm. having something where you could walk in and explore and pick up some local produce, pick up mm-hmm. some local fish or meat or flowers or whatever, I think that the opportunities to connect. I'm always in favor of any way you can expand connection to local products, local food is a big thumbs up in my book.
Yeah, I agree. Fully agree with that. And it'll be more opportunities for sales also for the producers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to figure out. It's mm-hmm. going to take some serious planning to
There's
make
logistics,
that happen.
Yeah. You can't just open up a store.
No. We got to talk about software. It's a big deal. Not the same software is not allowed for
it's
the
not the
farmers
same thing.
Market,
just, yeah.
the online farmers market as retail. It's very tricky. So it'll be a slow process, but we plan to have a lot more pop-ups because this new place is very conducive to pop-ups with the small parking lot and the space where we are. There are no more stairs. There's no more 90-degree angle ramps. Just right in. People can just go right in.
It's going to be really exciting. And I know that there's another opportunity to connect you. And I want to say, if you're listening to this as a podcast later on, and you're not listening to it on, is today the 6th? Tuesday, May?
Today is the 6th.
Tuesday, May 6th. This time of year, my days just blur together. I'm sorry. But if you're not listening to it in 2025 on May 6th, this isn't relevant necessarily. But coming up this week, you have a fundraiser event happening locally in Astoria. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And
yes.
You've lined up some pretty impressive silent auction prizes. I want to hear more about that too.
Oh, it's so exciting. So this benefit concert happening on May 8th at Obelisk from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Was the idea of a young woman named Ellie who came to me one day and said, hey, can we want to help the food web. Let's have a concert. Let's have a benefit concert. And Ellie is a band called Belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got Lake Laconic and then Israel Nebiker also, who will be headlining for the evening. So we have three acts between 6 and 9.
Oh, wonderful.
And then we will be selling soup. So admission is free, but we will be selling soup that Andy Catalano is making, soup and bread.
I just have to say, if you've never eaten soup and bread made by Andy, you have to come to this. It is mind-blowing. He is such a good cook. It really is. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. He is amazing. And
yeah.
I just weep for his soup and his bread. I can't understand. I can follow the same recipe and it doesn't turn out as good.
Mm.
He's got a magic gift. So anyway,
that is an awesome
the
plug.
Soup and bread is worth it.
Yes.
But soup also knowing that it goes to support North Coast Food Web is great.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing music. And then
yes.
You've got some great
silent
great auction silent things
auction
lined up.
Items. We have a free skate night, private skate night, which at the Astoria Armory.
That's so cool. I could never do that because I'm just terrified of falling and breaking. But it seems like so much fun.
A group of friends could do
I know.
That.
7-year-old me is just dying. Like I want
yeah.
that.
Yes. We have art donated from a number of our actual food vendors or kitchen users are donating art and goods.
That's
so Nord's Art, he will be donating some sculpture. We have gift certificates from Southwester. There are so many.
It's really heartening, and I think that really speaks to how important our community feels it is to support local food and support local food production and continue to find ways to connect people to local food. I mean, I think when you see communities step up like that and I think that really speaks to, I mean, I know you didn't want to talk about yourself but I'm going to talk about you for a second because you have, you've lived in this community for a really long time. I mean, how long have you been a part of this coastal community?
Well, I started working here in 2007, actually, with Clatsop County. I was mediating two small water districts on Highway 30. And
you've held many jobs. You've worked for many organizations. You've been part of nonprofits. You are a musician. You've performed. You've been part of the arts community.
Mm.
You have a lot of local connections here as well. And I think that the combination of those two things coming together, it really does deepen those ties and helps highlight, that this is something for people who live here. This is something for people in our region. Like, we want to know where our food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to all be able to access and afford fresh, healthy food. And, hopefully to support the people who are doing the hard work of making that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful that you've stepped into this role. I know it's a lot to take on. can you tell people? So, I mean, we're starting to run out of time, and I feel like we could talk for hours about this. But before we run out of time, can you talk to people about how they find out more information about North Coast Food Web, about this event happening? So on May 8th at Obelisk Beer Company here in Astoria, just give us some contact information.
So northcoastfoodweb.com.
.org.
northcoastfoodweb.org. Thank you, Teresa. You can find information there. The website needs a little bit of updating, so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out to me, Jesse at northcoastfoodweb.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in and see us.
And you guys are on the social medias too. You can follow them on Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
And there'll be information about the events posted there and about your move.
Yes, and about our move, which will be happening at the end of the month. So if there's anyone out there that would like to help us, we have a number of volunteers lined up. We're still looking for a lift truck.
The magical lift truck.
I wanted to call out Bowie Beer for helping us do our first phase of moving with for those merchandising units. That was huge. So thank you, Bowie Beer, for helping us to do
That's really wonderful. Yeah. I know. It is. I just feel like it's very heartening that people step up and help, you know, because moving an organization is no small effort.
No, it isn't. We will be selling some of our kitchen equipment that we can't take with us. So contact myself. You can also contact Andy. It's just first name again, andy@northcoastfoodweb.org, to talk about the Coastal Kitchen Network, to learn more about that. If you're interested in some of our kitchen items, you can send Andy an email. And
he'll be able to hook you up with what's available. And, you know, I mean, it's heartbreaking to see the kitchen go, but I have every faith that it will come around again. And I love that you have a plan in the meantime.
Yes.
For,
the meantime
for continuing
plan is a good one.
To connect people with that. And I love that the market is going to continue in this new location. You're talking about late May. It's going to be open at your new location.
Here. Right. May 29th will be the first pickup at the new location, which is at 1450 Exchange Street.
So if you're walking in that neighborhood, they're not open there yet, but you can peer in the windows and be nosy and see posters in the windows and know that that's and reorient yourself to the new location for North Coast Food Web, because I think that's going to be so great.
It is. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. And new producers all the time, I'm sure, reaching out and finding people. I think if you are someone who's new to farming, new to food production, this really is a great way to get your feet wet and to learn about how to turn like food production into a business. I know it seems like, oh, how hard can that be? But speaking as someone who took that approach and was like, let's start a farm. How hard can that be? I gotta tell you, it's really hard. And learning those things is hard. So reach out to North Coast Food Web and let them help you avoid some of the pitfalls and mistakes and tragedies that can happen along the way when you're just kind of stumbling around going, I don't know. There's so much information, so much knowledge, so much help available through North Coast Food Web.
Yes, we will continue to be a resource to the food community.
Which is, I mean, the whole idea of a web. I mean, it's a network and, you know, and a hub in the best sense of the way that you're a place in the center where people can reach out and find that information and resource and then distribute that out to the larger community.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. I know you've taken on a lot and, you know, I thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for that.
I want to put a plug in too that we do have monthly memberships. So if you would like to become a member and give every month, you can go to our website and find that out.
Yeah. Supporting this is really important, especially in these times of transition.
Yes.
I definitely encourage people to go to their website and northcoastfoodweb.org, find out more about it. In helping North Coast Food Web, you're also helping local producers to thrive and grow here in our region. So it's a symbiotic relationship. And so I'm saying thank you too, as a local producer.
They are the heart and soul of our organization.
Yeah,
for sure.
And food is just a great way to connect with people too. We all like to eat good food.
Yeah.
So Jesse, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I so look forward to seeing you this Thursday and connecting with you in the future.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.